It was headed by, that panel was headed by a distinguished retired justice of the court. On that panel, you, amongst others, you have a senior advocate of Nigeria, whatever you might think about him. Mm. On that panel, you have a retired DIG who retired with laurels, and so on and so forth. And therefore, on point of principle alone, if you disagree with them, I don't expect a minister, knowing the, who the members of this panel are, to say something to the effect that instead of sitting all of 1 year, the panel could have just compiled social media tales by the moonlight on the incident and submitted, saving taxpayers' funds and everyone's time. It is completely unexpected, and it is rude of a minister to make that kind of reference to the panel. Back again to where I was following procedure. The report has not been released. What is the hurry about? What could have happened, even if you had a sneak preview of the report and you are not happy with what is contained therein, what do? You liaise in the background with the state government in preparing a proper
white paper.
Not all this going to the market. I'm highly disappointed that the federal government and Alhaji Lai Mohammed for going this marketplace route. How can you make so much noise and disparaging comments on people of this caliber set up by a government on a paper that hasn't even been officially released?
Yeah.
What is the cause of the panic? The president himself said that we are waiting. We are waiting for the state to submit to us, and then we'll take it. So who has now told Alhaji Lai Mohammed to go to the marketplace with what he has done in this manner? In this manner. There is a difference between a propagandist, okay, and a person who is well-trained, groomed, and suitable for this role. One of the problems of a role like this is that you find yourself in public office, people who know or who should know that what they're doing is unethical usually cannot walk away for various reasons. This is one of them. I can bet you Alhaji knows that what he has done is unethical.
Well, I'm not certain about knowing.
But I can bet you. Because you see, what you have in governments is you have some hardliners. And in this particular government, where it appears as if our president might not be hands-on, because what his statement is contrary to what the president said. And that should tell you something.
Yeah.
That should tell you something. I have always said that the center of this government is disjointed. It is possible some hardliners have said, go out there and go and face these people. If you lock Ruben Abati up in a room and you hear his experience and he's sure that you're not going to tell some other person, you'd be amazed at what you hear. That was why I was one of those who defended him in his own time and said the only offense he committed was taking that job. It's a dirty job. And usually in public office, people like that, usually you don't, out of fear of either you don't want to lose your job or there is subtle blackmail. You find yourself doing something that... Look at all the insults that have been washed on the man and his family now.
In fact,
it's unfortunate.
It's something else.
The government should have waited, like I said, if there were things in, and you can't, as a federal minister, I'm going to ask members of the panel that I know, we're going to push that he apologize to them. These are men and women of dignity. Justice Doris Okuobi is not somebody you come and rubbish in public just because you don't agree with the results of what she has produced. Or Taiwo Lakanu. You understand? Taiwo Lakanu is a distinguished policeman. He's a retired DIG with laurels. Those of us who know him know what he has contributed to the police force. You don't come and rubbish this just because you don't agree with what they put together.
And the government selected these people because they had trust in
them. They had trust in them. So what then would have been the point?
There might be discrepancies in the report. I can't push
there
that aside.
There is nothing that, you know, in what we have said in the past 5-10 minutes,
yeah,
3-4 people can point out discrepancies in what we say. It's, yeah, just, it's not that. But you don't use words by saying that a panel headed by a justice, retired justice, a DIG, a senior advocate of Nigeria, you don't go and say that the tales by moonlight and saving taxpayers' funds.
That means it was a waste of taxpayers' funds.
He said, that report is nothing but the triumph of fake news and the intimidation of a silent majority by a vociferous lynch mob. Who is he referring to? Who is he referring to? Does he not know, or rather he should know, that that answer, Alhaji Femi Okunu, in the statement he has said, but for his age, he would have been at Lekki.
Yeah, we read that.
Professor Duncan was there. These are distinguished Nigerians. Many of them were there. Some with their children. Because Nigerians have gotten to a point where they say no to this rubbish. If these things have taken place, if you are guilty, you apologize, yeah, and you make amends.
You make amends.
You don't That's talk down. You don't talk down. He didn't talk like this during the electioneering campaign. Who does he think he's talking to? He is our servant. He is not our leader. And I'm highly disappointed that even if you were sent to do this kind of job, at the very least, you would place some caution on the words that you use.
A Yoruba proverb comes to mind.
Yes, but I don't know it very well, so I don't want to.
Should
it's
I help you?
You can help me. I was going to ask Philip, but of course,
it does not help you. Well, let's see another story. I know this story is hanging around for a long time.
I haven't finished. Dede Ajinodu of the concerned Nigerian said the minister had lost touch reality by rubbishing the report. He says that Major General Buhari, who is the president and commander in chief, under whose watch this, he said he did not discredit the panel's report, but he says he is awaiting state government's recommendations.
Yeah. Which is a safe place
a more mature place to be. All said and done, I said this and I continue saying it over and over again. If you are in public office today, it's not forever. It's not kingship. And there is always a day, if you don't understand some of these things, go and ask the likes of Gbagbo. Go and ask the likes of Charles Taylor. Go and ask the 95-year-old who is standing trial somewhere in Eastern Europe or so, or in the international court, I can't remember what it was, for offenses committed during the World War. Because at the end of the day, we are talking of lives of Nigerians here.
And trust. Which is very important.
But now is another reason for Nigerians to open your eyes in 2023. For me, that is the last chance. You lose it and that's it. Open your eyes in 2023. Go out there and vote. If you don't believe in any of the candidates, go out there and knock out your vote so nobody uses it. But you must shine your eye. Yes, the proverb.
I'm not saying.
Do you want me to pay you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, of
well,
course.
If I bring, you can see that this is not a wallet. If I bring what is in my pocket out,
No, please don't just leave it there. I beg. Let's see this next one. It's also here in the Punch today. I'll come to read some of your comments in a minute. Just hold them for me. CJN inaugurates Odili's daughter, 21 other High Court judges. A lot of people are talking about this. These are children of serving judges, you know, family members, mostly. So, I mean, at least some of them.
When did we become like this? You are going to inaugurate 22 new judges. 5 of them, children or relatives of judges. It says 4 of the newly inaugurated children are children of serving or retired justice in the country, whilst the other one is a sibling of a serving judge. You see, nepotism is on the rise in this country. It is now becoming part of our culture. A governor appoints his son this, a top politician, his wife has a senator, the son would like to consult, the mother is ideologist. We keep having these things replicated over and over again, and it is becoming a habit. The question is, my people, are we going to sit down and allow this new habit creep up on us until it becomes a bigger problem.
And you know why? You know why I'm not sure the people would revolt against this? You know, I had a conversation where we're talking about the Ondo State governor. Many of those who called me said if they were in his shoes, they would do the same. That there's nothing wrong with
that. Is
if the child is qualified.
I am glad to hear that. You can now see the danger of the country that we are in.
So our leaders are a reflection. Come from us.
There is no way the late Justice Elias would make his own son a judge. Even if the child is qualified, he will be saying to him, son, I think you have to go somewhere else. Let me put a phone call through to another place that you can go. So it won't look as if because you are my son. That is what I grew up to know.
But does it matter if the child is qualified for that post?
It matters because there's nepotism. What are you saying? Are ordinary kids out there, don't they have, you can see that.
Qualifications.
Don't they have 5 out of, what are you saying?
Take care.
sorry. Drink
some water.
No, I'm not drinking any water. I don't know what you're putting in now. These days, you have to be
it's
careful.
It's your water. You brought it yourself.
Aha.
Oh my goodness.
The gods have spoken. If you didn't see this on YouTube, you've missed a big thing. The gods have spoken. But jokes apart, these things are becoming very, very untidy. And they are becoming a habit. Look, for all of you who are politicians out there, some of your honorables, you don't even know them.
Mm.
You don't even know them in the locality that they represent. Somebody's son comes to mind, but I think we've done enough batching of him this morning than to add that one to it. They're scattered all over. Children of this as honorable, let Wemimo go to this. And you ask yourself, others who contribute, can't you give them an equal chance? This is not a coincidence now. Come on, Wemimo. 4 out of 22. The fifth one is a sibling.
Yeah, that's making
that's
5.
That's like a child, making 5. You know, we had the same complaint with the senior advocate of Nigeria.
Yeah.
Now, this is happening here. If you remember, there was a time the CBN were looking for staff. Almost half of them were children of highly placed people. You young people out there, you better salvage this country.
Yeah, but how do they do it?
Can you complain
to these people? You can't protest, you can't complain. What are they going to do?
Who says? You can do things non-violently to make sure that things like this are transparent. But you can't sit back and be tweeting and whatever. There are things that you can do, but it's not for me to train you. But we cannot continue like this.
Okay.
We cannot continue like this. Let me tell you, ask anybody, those who are much older than I am, and they will tell you the story of Ikejiani in railways and how that represented a problem that led to the 66 coup. Part of it was nepotism, whether you like it or not. And before it used to be from the same country, then later now, we have a top official in this country today as we speak who is being accused of believing in no other person than those who come from his church. I don't want to say honestness, but most people know who I'm talking about. Surrounds himself with only people from. We cannot allow fiefdoms. We must allow equal opportunity for all. If you are the son of a poor man, does it mean you are a nobody?
Mm. Especially when your poor parents sent you to school.
Especially when you are also qualified.
Yeah.
The way it is now is any child of any poor person, if he applies for anything, the door is locked against him. Because you see, these 4 are identified children. The one sibling is identified because of name. I can assure you maybe another 4 or 5.
Maybe second cousins.
Well, seconded from this is so-and-so's candidate, that's so-and-so's candidate. These things go on, but it is becoming more and more brazen. Just last week, we were talking about Akeredolu, who put his son in the biggest political cash cow in Ondo to monitor
project
and so on and so forth, which puts him in daily contact with the contractors. What does that tell you? I mean, let's get serious.
Okay, let's see. There are plenty of stories, though. I'm sorry, though, but you might just get irate on these ones. Do you want us to see the next one there on Fanny Kayode? comments already here on that one. It's a story in the Punch today. EFCC picks up Fanny Koyede for alleged forgery, document manipulation. Well, apparently he denies being arrested.
No, he denied. He didn't stay there overnight. All the rest is semantics, really. He said, well, he went, and you know, Femi.
Maybe it was an invitation.
Femi also has this thing. I'm at the George Hotel, and all this Charlie's, whatever it is. He went there, and he had questions to answer because apparently it appears he's being accused of having forged some papers, some doctor's clearance during his trial. So he had some questions to answer. Don't let's gloat over his denial. Fair enough. I mean, you don't expect him not to say anything. And in his usual verbose manner, he put in the name of the George. Is a very expensive hotel. Trust him to put that one in. but that's not the point. The point is this. How is the fact? What we hear is, apparently it looks as if something dangled, some ministerial appointment was dangled in front of him when he crossed over and so on and so forth. How are you going to do that now with somebody who is under investigation for forgery and is facing trial for corruption? Does it lend credence to the notion that some of us hear, you know, you hear all kinds of things, that the whole idea was to get him out of the way? You know, he can't go back now. He can't say he's going back to the PDP now. In fact, I'm sure the party itself has seen that there's very little benefit in his crossing over in the first instance anyway, given the reactions of people. Do you get what I'm saying? They've seen that, look, this is a paperweight at the end of the day. It's all mouth and no action. Look at the response. Look at the response from his what would have been his constituency.
So they can let the dog loose.
So now they can let who let the dog, they can let him loose and deal with him as they please. I've always said, I know Femi is, you know, I know him so well, but I've always said that he's playing a very dangerous game, the end of which I cannot fathom or imagine. But they say that if you ride on the back of a tiger, you end up in his belly. Well, what is a full-grown adult, all of us are responsible for our actions. He will sort himself out at the appropriate time. Next one.
All right. EFCC deepens Odili's 100 billion naira scam probe. NIS holds his passport. That's a reverse.
After 20-something years.
Yeah.
You know, my good friend, I'm not a politician, so I won't call anybody my brother. You know, politicians like when they say, my very good friend and brother, or I'll be calling you sister. You know, sister. But my good friend, Candy Johnson here, explained to us that the injunction that was gotten against the EFCC almost about 18 years ago was that based on the documents that were produced at that time, they couldn't arrest him. And all of us got sucked in because we are not lawyers, we are not senior advocates, we are not as learned as my friend. All of us got sucked in and thought there was an injunction that he couldn't be arrested. Anyway, it looks as if there might be pressure now.
Yeah, I mean, people are now talking.
To do something.
Yeah. People, I think they're here.
Because, Wemimo, if you look at the amount of money, first of all, in most cases like this, if you look at the amount involved, it means that the amount is unaccounted for. The person might not be guilty, but the money is... God will bless you. The money not correct.
Not correct, not complete.
The money you are talking about, they say is a 100 billion scam probe.
That was as at almost 20 years ago, yes? If we want to add interest rate, inflation and stuff, how much would it be?
It says the EFCC has deepened the investigation of Peter Odili over alleged fraud to the tune of 100 billion. Hey!
Let me add on the next story down there, the IFE story, this one right here. The headline here reads in the Punch, we are probing those behind the release of Adedoyin's audio defense. If you don't know what this story is about, a young man who had gone to Ile-Ife to write exams, who lodged at an hotel, got missing, later discovered to have been killed and buried somewhere. The police is on the matter, but there was an audio that was released by the owner of the hotel, Dr. Raman Adedoyin. in which he denied complicity in the death of the master student. Now, the police wants to probe the people who released that audio. What has that got to do with all of this?
The police have already said in another report that the video was done before the man was arrested.
Yes. Like, why are they defending? Why are they speaking on his behalf?
The truth is,
why are they speaking for him?
The man himself was advised wrongly, and most people fall for this, what I'm about to say. The social media never solves your problem.
No.
It complicates it.
It compounds it.
It never solves all this idea of edit the bag, put it out, put it out. It compounds your problem. Running to the social media, it compounds your problem. And I don't know who advised him to release the video, because nobody's going to believe him anyway. Mm. He should have been much more patient. Wait till you go through the whole gamut.
Yeah.
And then everybody will see what has happened.
Get a good lawyer.
This is an advice to people usually that if somebody maligns you in the social media, your best bet is just like a blackmailer, just ignore that such a person. The moment you respond, then you open up a can of worms. I'm not going to bother much about, trying to investigate. We know how things are smuggled in and out of prison anyway. Somebody will smuggle his phone to him. He can make a voice note in one corner at 2 a.m. in the morning. Nobody will hear, and that will come out. That's neither here nor there. What is more important is the resolution of the case.
Yeah.
Is the resolution of the case.
Because a murder has happened.
Yes, so that the victim would not have died in vain. And that is the biggest challenge. Because what you find is that you hear things up to this point. After a while, there's complete silence. You don't hear anything again. Somebody would have been given a soft landing.
Mm. I think the family might not take this lying down. I see that they're up on the case, but I hope they don't get tired. Let's hear a final story in 1 minute. This is because it's December and people are traveling. This headline here is in the Vanguard today. Passengers stranded as air traffic controllers disrupt early morning flight. Apparently, the Nigerian Air Traffic Controllers, ATCs, yesterday commenced 2 days disruption of early morning domestic flights across the country to press home their demand for better working conditions. Now, the disruption is expected to last for 3 hours each day between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., 6 a.m., 9 a.m., after which a full-blown strike would be declared after 2 weeks. This is when people want to travel. Holidays. If my flight is delayed, I'm going to sue the airline. I don't care if they're on strike. 3 hours every morning. If you have booked tickets, you better go check again.
Why do you keep looking at me? I didn't say I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, now here we go.
Well, the aviation hasn't been too well handled under this gentleman called Sirika. There was a time for about 3 months. The boarding process was handled in a manual, and I became a victim. I was a victim, so I know what disruptions like this, and I became a victim. I was sweating in Paris, running from one concourse to the other. That's quite a large distance because of the problem that we had way back here. The government should move in very quickly. The last thing you want is air traffic controllers who are not well motivated. That's the last thing you want. That's the last thing you want to happen.
We need to go. Yeah, we need to go. Okay. I want to take one comment from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, because I promised.
Yes.
Prince Tawogbade Tunde says, the same report you are bashing government on should not be talked about by the minister. What does that mean? I'm not sure I understand. On YouTube, Olawale Adekoya. Ah, Yoruba Lele Kosibio. Okay. Let me read from Olufemi Samson. Ogajimi, we will not continue like this. I laugh every time I hear you make this statement, because I know it is just hot air. 2023 will come and you'll find out that nothing will change. Well, talk to Jimmy this way again at 9 a.m. Yes, on Daily Digest. I'm back after this break. Let's look at the authenticity of the Nigerian Merchant Navy. I'm bringing both parties. One is claiming to be original. One is claiming to be fake. They'll both be here.
Let me give you something to protect yourself.
Time has gone.
You don't
tell me off air.
Okay.
below.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.